Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. This morning, Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs officially certified the state's results from the November election, including her own victory in the race for governor. Ben Giles from member station KJZZ has more.
The typically mundane task was nearly delayed by Republican supervisors in Cochise County, who refused to canvass the county's votes until ordered by a judge. A fact not lost on Governor-elect Katie Hobbs.
Too often throughout the process, powerful voices proliferated misinformation that threatened to disenfranchise voters. Democracy prevailed, but it's not out of the woods.
Three contests, including races for Attorney General and Superintendent of Public Instruction, had razor-thin margins and will now proceed to recounts. Republicans like gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who's refused to concede her loss to Hobbs, are expected to file lawsuits challenging the results this week. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
Authorities in North Carolina are still searching for those responsible for shooting at and damaging two electrical substations in Moore County, southwest of Raleigh. That left tens of thousands of people in the dark. The White House is on alert, and National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says this kind of sabotage has been a worry for President Biden.
Regardless of whether it's from natural threats or man-made threats, he's made it a priority since the very, very beginning.
Duke Energy officials say it could be days before the power is restored. The county is under a curfew tonight and schools will be closed tomorrow. Authorities say shelters are open as the winter cold sets in. The FBI is assisting local police in the investigation. So far, there's no word on a possible motive. Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to a key bridge that connects Russia to the illegally annexed peninsula of Crimea today. This comes less than 2 months after the structure was heavily damaged in an explosion the Kremlin blamed on Ukraine. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
With state television cameras rolling, President Putin drove a Mercedes across the 12-mile Kerch Strait Bridge, stopping to inspect repairs to a section damaged in the blast last October. The attack was seen as an embarrassing setback to Russia's military campaign in Ukraine, hampering supply lines to troops fighting in Ukraine's south and raising doubts about Moscow's ability to protect key government assets. After Russia's intelligence services blamed Ukraine for the attack, Putin ordered weeks of retaliatory airstrikes on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure that continue to this day. Ukraine has repeatedly said the bridge was a legitimate military target, but stopped short of claiming responsibility for the blast. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Asian markets are trading mixed at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan up 0.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down about 0.7%. You're listening to NPR News. Actress Kirstie Alley has died following a battle with cancer. Her children confirmed the news in a statement released on Alley's social media, saying the cancer was recently discovered, but the type of cancer wasn't disclosed. The Emmy-winning star of TV's Cheers, who was also in the movies Look Who's Talking and Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, was 71 years old. China is continuing to take steps to loosen COVID controls. Some areas in the country are dropping PCR testing mandates, while others are easing lockdowns. NPR's John Ruich reports the steps come after a string of street protests against the tough policies.
3 years into the pandemic, China finally appears to be shifting its approach to the coronavirus. The government last week announced a big vaccination push aimed at the elderly. And in recent days, local governments around the country have been announcing steps to loosen controls under the dynamic zero COVID policy. Shanghai has stopped checking PCR test results for people riding public transport or visiting parks or outdoor venues. Beijing announced that it would no longer prohibit people from riding the subway who don't have proof of a negative COVID test within 48 hours. And various localities in Zhejiang province near Shanghai stopped regular testing for COVID, which has been a feature of daily life during the pandemic across the country. John Ruich, NPR News.
Wall Street lower by the close, the Dow down 482, the Nasdaq down 221, nearly 2%, and the S&P 500 down 72 points. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.